is a person. You can develop a relationship with the Word. The more you give yourself to the Word, the more you find out it is God Himself and it is life itself. The Word will make you what it talks about. Listen to the anointed man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, a man with rare gift of revelation, making known tangibly the presence, the life, and the power of God by the Word. Hear and be healed in Jesus' name.
Pray that the name of the Lord Jesus be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. O Lord, reach every heart, reach every soul. Impact us for your glory. In Jesus' name. Open our understanding. Open our eyes. Oh Lord, something that will remain the longest day we live, in Jesus' exalted name. And let the saints say it together. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. Praise the Lord. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. You have your Bible with you? Let me know if you do. Do you have your Bible with you? Okay, just raise it above your head so that I'm sure you have it. Just raise your scriptures. If it's on an iPod, I'd like to know. If you have the book, I'd like to know. Just raise it above your head. And let the saints say, praise the Lord together.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Put it in your heart to listen and put it in your heart to receive. Praise the Lord. You will never forget it. You will remember it day by day. Praise the Lord. Are you listening to me? Put it in your heart to listen. Put it in your heart to receive. Amen. You ready? Go with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. Okay, before we go to the book of Ephesians, can you go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Okay, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Okay, can we begin again from verse 1? Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse 2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Okay, verse number 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Okay, so you notice this is not the message, but I just want to give us a background. You notice it's saying the gospel can be hid. You can hide the gospel. Praise the Lord. Alright, now, you can hide it from somebody. Then if you can hide it from somebody, you can also hide it from yourself. So, the basic emphasis, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Okay, that ministry he's referring to is in chapter 3, the last verse. You know, we're reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1. Okay, seeing we have this ministry. So there's a ministry we have. It's referring to the ministry. And that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. So let's read the last two verses. The last two verses of chapter 3. The last two verses of chapter 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Can we read together? Now is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Okay? Let's read verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Let's read it again. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Then chapter 4, verse 1, now I'm beginning to read, says, Therefore, seeing we have this ministry. Do you understand that? Which ministry was he referring to? The glory of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The ministry we have is reflecting the glory of the Lord as we behold the glory of the Lord. Do you understand that? When you are beholding the glory, then what it does to you is, with an open face, remember how? With an open face, what it does to you is you will reflect the glory. Praise the Lord. Seeing we have this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. You reflect it because you're being changed by it. Praise the Lord. You reflect it because you're being changed by it. It means that if you're not being changed by it, you cannot reflect it. You reflect the glory, the degree at which you reflect it and show it is the degree at which you are changed by it. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Do you understand that? Okay. So let's say it in a better way. You see what you are now. Can you look at yourself and see what you are now? Are you listening to me? Okay. Your house may change. Your size may change. Your clothing may change. What you have may change in the sense of what you drive may change. Are you listening to me? Okay. But if somebody stays with you, they could see that you're richer. They could see that you are. But they will notice that you're still the same. Do you understand that? Now, but there's a way somebody will stay with you next year. And they could say, well, there are several things that have changed about this guy. But there's a beauty coming out of him or her that I cannot deny. Praise the Lord. So what happens is, we're supposed to be changing to the likeness of him more and more. It's not the same with when you are changing, and then you are changing in size, changing in what you have, changing in your possessions. That is great. That is wonderful. But there is a greater glory that comes by changing in the likeness of him. Because you're reflecting him. You're showing him out. Are you listening to me? Okay, now, it's just like staying in fellowship with the Father, staying in fellowship with Jesus. You notice, as the more you are in fellowship with Him, the more you behold Him, praise the Lord, the more you are in fellowship with Him, something about you begins to change. You begin to reflect Him. Amen. That change is undeniable anywhere in the world. Amen. Now, the beauty of it is as you grow older, it gets better. Praise the Lord. You know, even when you know how to drive, as you grow older, you won't drive as good as you used to drive. Even when you appreciate the car now, as you grow older, it will not be the degree at which you appreciate it now. So certain things about you begins to, the value reduces as the age climbs. Do you understand? But in this one, in the likeness of Him, it gets better the older you get. Are you listening to me? Everybody say, praise the Lord. So He said, seeing we have this ministry, amen, reflecting the glory. Which glory do you reflect? No, that's not what I'm saying. Which glory do you reflect? The glory that you are being transformed into, you are showing. Which glory are you showing? You're being transformed into is the glory you are showing. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that? So seeing we have, that is the ministry we have. Amen. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Everybody say, praise the Lord. All right. Now, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, what happens? We faint not. Amen. But verse 2, let's read verse 2. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Verse 3, but if our gospel be hid. Are you there? If you follow that, He can't just come up and say, but if our gospel be hid. It means He's saying that the gospel, the background He is laying is so that the gospel will not be hid. That's the background He's laying. So, if you can hide the gospel, okay, look at it. You can actually hide the gospel from somebody. Amen. Okay, how do you hide the gospel from somebody? By not allowing you to become a reflection of the glory. Do you understand? And then what's the glory you reflect? The glory you're transformed by. And that is the glory, and that is as you behold Him, as you stay in fellowship with Him, you can never remain the same. Are you here? Say, praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Say, amen. All right. Now, dear brothers and sisters, like I said, this is not the message, okay? It's a background I'm laying. So, now, look at what happens. The reflection, what makes the gospel to be hid? What makes it not to shoot out? Amen to Jesus. It's the chambers of the heart and the soul. Or you can say chambers of the heart and chambers of the soul. Praise the Lord. Okay, when you talk about the chambers of the heart, you're talking about the soul. Praise the Lord. The chambers of the heart is the soul. Let me explain what I mean. Your soul contains your mind. Your soul contains your will. Your soul contains your emotions. Praise the Lord. Now, if you go to that verse 2, can we go back to verse 2? So he said, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Everybody would say with me, dishonesty. And then, not walking in craftiness. Say, walk in craftiness. And not handling the word of God deceitfully. Say, deceitful handling of God's word. So, how many things did we outline? Can we say it? Can I have you say it? dishonesty, walking in craftiness, or deceitfulness. Okay, you know, these things can function in the soul. You can't really say when someone is dishonest in truth. Do you understand? You can't say that. Because sometimes dishonesty can be covered. And then craftiness can be covered. Are you listening to me? Now, then, you can actually handle God's word deceitfully. Are you listening to me? Listen, it's just like I'm here. Every intent, I'm preaching the word. But you could see everything I am trying to say and trying to preach or elaborate is for my personal gain. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, there's so much that happens in the chambers of the heart that is very, very delicate. Hello. Praise the Lord. Now, before you know it, if you allow that, it blocks the outshining of the glory that would have been coming from your spirit man as you fellowship with the Father. Are you hearing me? All right. Now, look at what happens. I'm talking to you and I need you to listen to me. Are you listening? All right. You know, sometimes a heart, the chambers of the heart, I mean the soul, can be filled with human activities. You notice, you're talking about what George did. And then, George, you're talking about what this other person did. And then, before you know it, your heart chambers is occupied and taken. And there is no room for the gospel. So, by yourself, you're hiding the gospel from yourself. And you're hiding it to another person. That area of your heart must not just be free from craftiness, but must be free from dishonesty. And then must be free from deceitfulness, deceitful handling of God's word. Don't have any interior goal or any hidden motive with respect to the word and the gospel. Don't. If you do, you're hiding the gospel to yourself. Because you yourself, you won't even approve of the gospel. You will never see it in its distinction. And you never see it in its proper perspective. Are you listening to me? What I said, is it complex? Are you hearing? Are you understanding me? You know, the heart chamber. Everybody say heart chamber. You know, why I said heart chamber is because it's not seen. It's not known. But usually, you know. Praise the Lord. I may even be doing something right, but there's a dishonesty in me about what I'm doing. It's a right presentation I'm presenting to the people. But me, there's a deceit in me. There's an intention I have in that right presentation. What it does, it blocks me. Amen. That outshining can flow from there. That's why he said, by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves. You commend, because he said, to every man's conscience. So, for you to commend yourself to my conscience, it has to be your conscience that will commend you to my own conscience. That means you have to be free of me in deceit, dishonesty, and in craftiness. Then your conscience can slip out to my own heart and to my own conscience. Not myself. Because that's why. I'm trying to say, not in essence yourself, but it's your conscience. Because in yourself, you can actually act. And somebody will give you a pass. But there's a dishonesty.
You can actually act and somebody will give you a pass, but there's a deceit. You can actually act and somebody will give you a pass, but there's a craftiness. There's a duty, a using of the word of God deceitfully for gain, to outsmart another, or to take advantage. Are you hearing me? What am I talking about? The chambers of the heart. What am I talking about? The chambers of the heart. It's, come on, are you listening? It's so delicate and it's so finite. So delicate, so finite. I hope I'm not using too much words. But you're getting me. So now, with that, your heart becomes sanctified. The word sanctified means separated. And that makes it whole, because it becomes free of dishonesty, free of craftiness, free of handling the word of God deceitfully. You see the purity of it. It just shows up. So when he now stands, the gospel will flow through it. But before then, it will hide it. It will hide it. So you will not be transformed. And then you will not reflect it. You will be the same. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them who perish. The word perish doesn't necessarily mean going to hell. Yes, the people who finally don't receive it will go to hell. Are you listening to me? The people who finally don't receive it will do what? Go to hell. All right? But then, the word perish in scripture actually means come behind. You come behind, you can't have the fullness. You can't have the fullness of it. You come short, you can't have the fullness of it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you and I begin to see and reflect the beauty of the gospel, you'll be amazed. Are you hearing me? Is it making a meaning to you? Okay, let me say this. You know, Jesus said, without holiness, he said, full of peace and holiness with all men. Without which? Tell me what he said. Without which? Okay. And in the book of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus actually said, blessed are they pure in heart, for they shall, blessed is the pure in heart, or blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But, you know, when you begin to look at scripture, and then look at the word peace with all men and holiness, everybody says, and holiness, that is holiness with all men, peace with all men, full of peace and holiness with all men. What is that? You see, you can read it in two ways. On the ground of works and on the ground of the grace of God. Praise the Lord. On the ground of works, it's your effort. But on the ground of the grace of God, it's the gospel. The gospel is peace and holiness with all men. Don't you know? The angel, what did the angel say? Peace with all men. That's when they declared the gospel, the birth of Jesus. What did they say it was? Peace on earth. And what again? Glory to God in the highest. So it is peace with all men. Look at what it means. It is God's peace with all men. That's what the gospel is. It's also holiness. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is holiness and peace with all men. Do you understand? How will you get that? If you now focus on peace and holiness with all men, how will you get it? You can't. That's the gospel. Are you confused about that? Do you want me to elaborate on it? You're sure? Say peace with all men. Just go to what the angel declared. The book of Matthew.
No, I'm not, that's not my teaching. Oh, I hope he's not distracting me. Have you seen what the angel said? Can you read it for me? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and on earth, peace. That's peace toward men. Not necessarily toward, that's God's peace with all men. Okay, scripture said, therefore being justified by faith, we have. Is that not peace with all men? For Christ is made unto you sanctification. What is sanctification? You can say holiness. So, what's holiness with all men? The gospel. What's peace with all men? The gospel. So, positioning yourself properly to it will cause the glory to flow. Amen. So that you don't hide it to yourself and you don't hide it to another person. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Is that complex? Do you have any question on that before I... before I go to the scripture, I just have a few minutes to share. It's 5 minutes to seven, 6 minutes to seven. Is there any complication on that, on what I said? Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in my fellowship with the Father, I have to take the time to free myself from man. To free myself from man. To allow me to be separated. And then I can fellowship with him. Praise the Lord. So that I don't hide the gospel from myself. All right. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10. Please may we all read together. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's read it again. For we are created unto good works. Amen. Amen. Okay, so when, so let, say it with me, I am the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has beforehand ordained that I should walk in them. Okay, you know, when you say that, you see, this person I'm looking at, staring at me, is not the workmanship of God. Are you hearing me? Who is the workmanship of God? The new creation man. Who is the workmanship of God? The new creation man. So, who are you? Then I am a new creation man. So why don't you note it? I'm sharing with you. Praise the Lord. I just want to title the message in such a way that you will appreciate it. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Who is the workmanship of God? Who is the workmanship of God? All right. Now, the new creation man is a brand new, man. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Understanding the workmanship of God or the new creation man. Okay. The word workmanship. Everybody say workmanship. It's the word of an artist. It's actually another word you can call it is masterpiece. So everybody say masterpiece. Okay. Now, a masterpiece is a work of you know, this artist of a master. A work of a master. Do you understand that? Praise the Lord. For example, have you ever heard about Michelangelo? Is it Michelangelo? Is it Michelangelo? It's an artist. It's an Italian artist. Praise the Lord. I think she lived, Michael, so it's a he. He lived for many, many years ago. When did he exist? Okay, Michael existed so many years ago. But his works is still being talked about till date. Praise the Lord. And then there are several masters that have come. Amen. And their work, when you are, there is a display of artwork. And they said, this is the work of a master. Praise the Lord. As an amateur, you might look at it and see faults. And feel you could correct it. And feel you could, let's say they gave it to you to display. And then you said, you now put a mark or just a pen or a pencil or a paint somewhere. Do you know you spoiled the work? Whatever you add or subtract from the work of a master destroys the work. So you have to display it like that. That's a masterpiece. Hello, are you listening to me? Everybody say, praise the Lord. So the new creation man is the masterpiece of God. The new creation man is what? The masterpiece of God. It means that God puts his best into it. All of his creativity, he employed it. All of his power, he employed it. All of his genuity, he employed it. Everything that makes him God, that he has never utilized, his finest ability, he put it on display to fashion the new creation man. So who is the new creation man? Is God's masterpiece. And you know the way a master is proud of his work. That's the way God is proud of the new creation man. That's God's masterpiece. That's God's masterpiece. There's not going to be an addition and there's not going to be a subtraction from it. Say it with me. I am the new creation man. And look at what the Bible said. You are the workmanship of God. Who is that? The new creation man. Where? In Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says created in Christ Jesus, it can also be turned the other way. It means what Christ Jesus is made unto you. Say with me, created in Christ Jesus. What Christ Jesus is made unto me. Okay. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Before the world, the new creation man is in Christ Jesus. Before God, the new Christ is in the new creation man. So what God sees is Christ in him. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope I said it well. Okay, but look, the point I'm trying to present to you is I'm created in Christ Jesus. He is made unto me what he made him unto me to be. Praise the Lord. I am created in Christ Jesus. Said another way, what he is made unto me. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Did you get that? Who is the workmanship of God? No, say with me, the new creation man. Say it again. Say it again. You know why I said it's not this man I'm looking at? Because this man I'm looking at, that is looking at me, amen. I mean, you still look the same way. Do you understand? So, it's talking to the new... Where is the new creation man in you? It's on the inside of this man that I'm saying. Where is the new creation man here? It's on the inside of this man I am saying. Where is the new creation man here? He's on the inside of this man I am saying. Glory be to God. So, you have an option to identify with this man that I'm saying more. And then you have an option to identify with the new creation man that is on the inside of this man that I'm saying more. Which one do you identify? And that's why he said, you're created unto good works, which God has ordained beforehand
that you should walk in them. The component at which you are made is the component you are designed to walk in. I thought you should write it down. I'm just going to show you two of that. You will appreciate it. Say, I'm a new creation man. Say it like you believe it. Oh my God, you're not talking. You're not talking. I'm a new creation man. Praise the Lord. Who is the workmanship of God? The new creation man. Who is the workmanship of God? The new creation man. Who is the workmanship of God? The new creation man. Where is the new creation man here? On the inside of this man that I am seeing. It's important who you identify with. Severally, we identify more with the man we are seeing than with the new creation man. Praise the name of the Lord. But you are created unto good works, which he ordained beforehand that you should walk in. The component by which he made you is the component you are to walk in. Remember, created in Christ Jesus, what Jesus is made unto me. Say with me, created in Christ Jesus, what Jesus is made unto me. Do you understand that? Say it again, created in Christ Jesus, what Jesus is made unto me. Why, you know, listen, I need you to hear, and I need you to really hear this. Listen, you know, when I was talking to you about fellowship with the Father, I said the older you get, the better it becomes. But the things of this world, the older you get, the more it wears out. Are you hearing me? Am I lying to you? You will live to find out. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we're talking about the new creation man. And I'm saying it's not the man staring at me here. This man staring at me has particular needs, has particular intentions, has particular ways. Are you listening to me? He has particular ways. He has ways. Now listen, if you tailor it on this man, you will begin to have a contradiction. And you begin to wonder. It will create wonder in you. You'll just be wondering. But you need to understand. You need to know the new creation man. Where is he here? Where is he here? On the inside of you. Now you have a choice. Who do you identify with? Who do you line up with? The natural man or the new creation man? Say, I choose the new creation man. That's who I am. Do you understand? There are two things that has an identity. The natural, the person I'm seeing has an identity with the natural. There's another person, another thing that has an identity is the spirit man. He has an identity in the realm of the spirit. So the man I'm seeing is made up of flesh, ruled by the senses, has feelings. Are you listening? Do you know that man? Could you please pinch him a little bit? Let me know how you feel. How do you feel then? All right. He feels hungry. He feels tired. He wants to sleep sometimes. He wants to eat sometimes. He wants to socialize sometimes. He wants to have some fun sometimes. Can you identify him? It's an identity. It's identified with the natural. But there's another man. Are you hearing me? He is identified in the spirit. But there is the person that identifies with either the natural or the spirit, and that is the soul. And it is your soul that has the expression that we are seeing. So that identity is the soul that makes it. We don't know your spirit. We don't even know so much your flesh. Hey! We don't see you when you get very hot tempered and angry. We don't see it. We don't see it when you just come at something. Catch the point. Come on. Are you listening to me? All right. Now, so that's the guy that chooses. All right. So we're talking about who? The workmanship of God. Who is this workmanship of God? The new creation man. Come on, talk to me. Who is this workmanship of God? The new creation man. Now, listen. Let's see. Remember, created where? Another way of saying it. Christ made unto him. Alright, let's look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. Everybody go there. When I call the scripture, go to the scripture. Please, are you listening to me? You need this. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Can we read together? Want to go? Hey! Wave your hand above your head. Say, praise the Lord. Say with me, I'm of good courage. God is with me. Devil is a liar. I believe God. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I am of faith. And I live by faith. Did you hear that? You know, when you know the complication and the contradiction we have is most of the time we want to live by faith when we are not of faith. But, you know, it becomes a flow of a stream when you are of faith and you live by faith. Say it with me again. I am of faith. And I live by faith. Are you still here? All right. Devil is a liar. Are you hearing me? Devil is a liar. It's not going to happen. Listen, what they said won't happen to you. The power of God will deliver you. The hand of God will save you. You will be plucked out of the fire. And you will not be burned. Are you hearing me? Their word is a lie. Say with me, I believe God. I believe God. The might of God is upon me. The hand of God is over my life. Changes are happening. Transformation has begun. The Lord will take you to places. If you're told now, you never believe it. The Lord will remove the barriers. The Lord will take away the obstacles and you will walk in the release of the hand of the Almighty. And let us say amen. Say it like you believe it. Devil is a liar. Your baby will live and not die. The number of your days she will fulfill. The number of his days he will fulfill. Death will not come again. The barriers is caught. I'm telling you, the power of God has come to your house. Are you still there? Let me have you say amen. What did I say before I got myself? Okay, 1 Corinthians 1. Let's read it together, everybody. Wisdom, are you there? You're flowing. Jesus is Lord. You know, The devil took his job. You have your job now? You're working now? Okay, let me tell. Have you shared the testimony here? Okay, you guys didn't hear. Sorry, did you give me a right to go ahead and say a bit? Not too much. Okay, devil took his job. He came home, and then I said, so I was happy to see wisdom. So I shook his hand. I said, how you doing? Praise the Lord. You all right? Let's say it together. Say, are you right? You know, so, I'm glad to see you. And then, so good to have you. So we just fellowshiped and had a good time. Another day I saw Wisdom. I said, Wisdom. We fellowshiped, had a good time. You know him now, he doesn't talk too much. Another day we had a good time, fellowshiped, had a good time. Then, another time, I said, Wisdom doesn't stay like this. So in my heart I was saying, what is it? Probably he's on leave. So he came into my office and told me they released me of my job. And they asked me to go home. I said, somebody, who did that? He said, I have the letter. I said, all of them. It's just a number of people that did it. They're all lying. You catch the point? I said, devil have missed it. And we're going to blow him back again. And you return your job in a hurry. I said, the person that said it will be the one that will call you. So I just prayed. I prayed for him. I finished praying. And I think, did I tell you the number of weeks it will take or the days? Yes. And I gave him a date.
Before that day, he said he had a call. Jesus is Lord. And it was the same manager, the same headman. And the woman said, "Where are you?" He said, "We need you to come back now. Before the end of tomorrow, we want to see you." So he called me. I said, "They said they want." I said, "Go out. Just pack your things and start going. Before God will kill them." You catch the point? He's the one that gave you the breath. You're breathing. Is everyone breathing? He can just receive. You won't even have control over it. Even when you sleep, you don't have control. When you wake up, you don't have. It's because you opened your eyes. That's why you see tomorrow. So why fight him? Just fear him. Everybody say, "Praise the Lord." And then so I said, "Wisdom, just wash and go." And that's the story. And then, devil is a liar. Let's give Jesus a clap offering. Devil is a liar. Victory, victory has come to you. Victory has come to your house. Victory has come to you. The power of God has come to you. The power of God has come to you. I'm telling you, the story is not the same again. Amen. All right? We don't want to forget what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about something. Okay, let's just go back there. But of him, everyone read. Are ye in Christ Jesus? Who of God? You notice I told you, who is the new creation man? Who is the workmanship of God? Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption? That's a component of the new creation man. Christ Jesus is made unto him righteousness. Christ Jesus is made unto him, what again? Wisdom. Christ Jesus is made unto him. Christ Jesus is made unto him. Okay, the first thing is wisdom. The second one is? The first one is wisdom. The second one is righteousness. The third one is sanctification. And the fourth one is redemption. Amen. Okay, so now, this is what he is made with. And this is what it's intended that he should walk in. Okay, everybody say, "Praise the Lord." Okay, so each of them, we have to concentrate on each of them so that you know how to walk in them. Wisdom is not corny. Do you understand? Corny man. It's not corny. Not be wise. I mean, be have some sense. That's not wisdom. Okay. Actually, to function in this wisdom, to walk in this wisdom. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say with me, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto man, but unto God. Your understanding might be unfruitful, but in the spirit, he speaketh wisdom. But we speak with the wisdom of God in a mystery. So, to function in that wisdom, is in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And wisdom is a principal thing. You know, I need to get you into scripture to teach you this, but we don't have the time, so I just want to go through it very simply. Praise the Lord. Speaking in other tongues is not natural. It's not connected to your brain. So even if you get paralyzed, brain-wise, you can still talk in other tongues. Because speaking in other tongues is connected to your spirit, man. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's beyond your reason. Now, there are certain things that can happen to you, but it happens in the realm of reason, the realm of the natural. Sometimes when people tell you no, it's in the natural. Are you listening to me? Sometimes even some things the doctors say is in the natural. But you know, if you leave yourself there, you might become limited and bound. But if you backtrack a little bit and step into the supernatural,
beyond reason. Everybody say beyond reason. Say, I step into beyond reason. Say it again. I step into beyond reason. Even sometimes there's some things that could tell you, they said your hand can't walk or this can happen or this, and it's true in the natural. But you backtrack a little bit and step further away into beyond reason. And now you function from the realm of beyond reason. That's a higher wisdom. It's the wisdom of God in a mystery. Glory be to God. There's a lot more to say about that. But I may not have all the time. Okay, so let me just talk to you. Walk in. Remember I said it's ordained beforehand that you should do what? Walk in it. So I just made a few comments on wisdom. Okay, let me make a comment on sanctification. Did you see it? Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. We speak, what do we speak when we speak in other tongues? The wisdom of God in a mystery. What do we speak when we speak in other tongues? In a mystery. In a mystery. What do we speak when we speak in other tongues? In a mystery. What do we speak when we speak in other tongues? The wisdom of God in a mystery. Come on, talk to me. What do we speak when we speak in other tongues? The wisdom of God in a mystery. The Bible said you are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God has beforehand ordained that you should walk in them. Glory be to God. You know, I need to take you there. And I give you some stories and examples so that you can appreciate that. So that I can activate it in you more than it is now. Everybody say, praise the Lord. You can receive no in the natural, but it's not true in the spirit. All right, sanctification. Let's read. He said, furthermore. When Scripture said, furthermore, it means there was something he was talking about. Say, furthermore. Do you use such words? Yes. When you have more points to buttress from what you're saying. Hey? Alright, so let's see what he's saying that made him say, furthermore. So, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, the last verse. Why don't you go there when I say that? Why are you just looking? George, you're just looking. It's okay, but I expected you to look with your Bible. Because it will help you. It will help you to appreciate Scripture. So that when you go home, you can read. Are you hearing me? Read Scripture. Say, praise the Lord. Let's read. To the end. Okay, let's just add 11, 12, then 13. 11, 12. Pastor Paul, what time do I have? What this time is supposed to end by 7:30? How many of you are saying right on? Let me see your hands. That's what you guys will say now. Later, you now say, Pastor, take so much time. We will not come again. We will not come again. You see? You think I don't hear? I hear. Sometimes it pains me. It pains me sometimes. But you may not know the effort. Are you feeling me? All right. Let's flow. Now, God Himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. Say our way unto you. That's Paul talking. Okay, let's read verse 12. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men as we do toward you. Now, let me talk to you about abounding in love. When the Bible talks about love, you love. Your love. Are you okay? Something is pain in your heart? What is that? Your stepmom. And they called you now. Don't bother. Don't bother yourself. Are you hearing me? Don't bother yourself. It's, you know, when Darius died,
That was when, is it, saw the glory of God. So don't bother yourself. Just flow. Do you understand? Are you the one that killed her? Just don't. But just do your part, okay? But for now, you're hearing God. He plays greater precedence over everything. All right, praise the Lord. Say with me, love of the gospel. Say it again. Say it again. Okay, so look at what happens. You know, the Philippian church is an amazing bunch. You know, they loved Paul so much. But their love for Paul was because they loved the gospel. So the love they extended for Paul is because of the gospel. It's for the sake of the gospel. Are you hearing me? So that was why Paul was telling them. You know, sometimes everybody would say, love, 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 love. Let's do everything for love's sake. No. Are you hearing? Because love is for the sake of the gospel. Because you and I have begun to receive the gospel and we have seen the beauty and the power of it. And we are so amazed. Any other person that believes the gospel will love him. That affection we have for the gospel, the beauty of it, we transfer it to the person. And so that was what the Philippian church was doing. But they didn't know that the unbelievers were in the midst of them, who were trying to hold them in a fault. So Paul was telling them, so the admonition was, now let's just go ahead and love everybody. Paul said, no, your love must be in all discernment and in judgment. Are you still there? He said, it's for the sake of the gospel. Do we now downplay the gospel because of love? You defeat the purpose of the gospel. Do you understand that? So now, when the Bible now said, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, it's for the sake of the gospel. Do you understand that? And toward all men, it's for the sake of the gospel. So there's something he's pushing forward, and that is what? The gospel. What is he pushing forward? The gospel. Now he now says, verse 13, to the end. Do you understand that? Everybody say with me, to the end. Mean for this purpose, for this goal, to the end he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God. And you know, everybody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Heart established unblameable where? In holiness. Okay, so heart established unblameable in what he has done. So that you don't question it again. Because sometimes, you know why most of us are not seeing it? Our heart is not yet established, unblameable in it. We still have a lot of questions. A lot of, you know, you catch the point? You're not released totally. You're not released totally. Let's say something. Because the way you're looking at me is like you're catching. Are you sure are you catching? Praise the Lord. Okay, your heart is not established unblameable. So it the intention is that your heart become what? Established unblameable in what he has done. You fully accept it. You fully release yourself to it. Then, let's now go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore. Do you see why he said furthermore? Come on, talk to me. Do you see why he said what? Furthermore, that's what. So there's something he's been talking about. And he said, furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Verse number two. For you know what commandment we gave of you by the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, verse number three. For this is the will of God. Everybody say it with me. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Verse number four, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor. Has he done that in Christ Jesus? You are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God beforehand ordained that you should walk in it. So now here it's talking about, for Christ is made unto you wisdom, made unto you righteousness, made unto you sanctification. And now he said, this is the will of God, that you should do what? Walk in sanctification.
So you're walking in what he has done. This is ordained beforehand that you should walk in them. Do you understand that? Is it complex? Eh? You're not talking. Okay. So I just said about wisdom and about sanctification. There's no time to talk about righteousness, but one thing righteousness does is, yes, redemption, walking above the course of the law. You know, so I don't have time to get into that, but just a few things about righteousness. Probably I should just say one thing about it, like I said about wisdom. Let's say a few things about righteousness. Say with me, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say like you believe it. Say it again. That's what God has done in Christ Jesus. Remember, you are the workmanship of God. Who is the workmanship of God? Who is the workmanship of God? Because I don't want this one that I'm seeing to take that. Because it will put you in wonder, put you in doubt, put you in unbelief. Say, praise the Lord. I'm a new creation man. Who is the workmanship of God? Okay, now, Christ is made unto him. Who? What? Righteousness. Let's talk to you about righteousness. You know, you can say, I am the righteousness of God, and you don't walk in it. How do you walk in righteousness? One, righteousness does not say who will go up to bring Jesus down. Righteousness does not say who will go to the pit to raise Jesus up. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, in your heart, in your mouth, which is the word of faith which we preach. So righteousness, the activeness of righteousness, amen, is known when you face anything, any obstacle, any difficulty. Righteousness does not start crying, Jesus, oh, come here, Jesus. You know, he does not start crying looking for help. Anytime you say, I am the righteousness of God, you're actually declaring the word in my heart and the word in my mouth will prevail for me. That's walking in righteousness. Are you still there? So, look at this again. Elijah was a man like passion, like we are. And he prayed that there should not be rain. And there was no rain for 3 years. And he prayed again. Are you listening to me? And he prayed again that there should be rain. And there was rain. Say, praise the Lord. But remember, before he talked about Elijah, he said, the fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It means, but remember he said, Elijah was a man like passion, like us. He is like me and you. But unlike me and you, he did not pray on the platform we prayed. Because that scripture, if you read it, it said Elijah is a man like passion, like we are. But he did not function in his passion. He functioned on the platform of righteousness. Do you understand? All right. Okay. Let's say you don't understand. So let me explain it further again. Say he's like passion like me. Say he's like passion like me. Okay. Say I'm like passion like you. What does that imply? It means, you know, sometimes some feelings I get. You get it sometimes too. Eh? Okay. Like for example, when sometimes I feel like hungry. I'm hungry. Do you feel like that? So we are like passion. Sometimes, actually, I feel very tired. Do you? Sometimes I feel very stressed. Do you feel like that sometimes? We are like passion. But, so, praying from my passion is praying from who I am naturally. But that's what we do, and we don't have answers in prayer. So, what did Elijah do? He was like passion like we are, but he did not pray in his passion like we do. He prayed on the platform of righteousness. So the answered prayer is prayer prayed by righteousness of God. You still don't understand. Do you? So we discover what righteousness says. He prevails by the word in his mouth and the word in his heart. He keeps it active. He keeps it active. Come on, pray with me. He keeps it active. He keeps it active. He lives by it. He prevails by it. He wins by it. He never gives up on it. Am I talking to you? You walk in it. For you are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has beforehand ordained that you should walk in them. Still talking about righteousness. Before God. For of God, he is made unto you righteousness. So you've seen two things I said about it. Then the third one is he fellowships with the Father. Who fellowships with the Father? The righteousness of God. I need to talk to you about fellowship. You know, fellowship is not just staying together. Fellowship is eating together. Say, I fellowship with the Father. I gaze at His face. Say, I gaze at His face. I behold Him. Am I talking to you? Who fellowships with the Father? The righteousness of God. Righteousness fellowships with the Father. Who are you? Say with me, I am the righteousness of God in Him. For you are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has beforehand ordained that you should walk in them. Say amen. Few things to say about that. There's a lot more to say about that, but just that little. Redemption. Everybody say redemption. I'm a redeemed man. Hallelujah! Redeemed from the curse of the law. There's something about redemption. I need to talk to you. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. But when you still live in the law, the curse will trail you. You're also redeemed from the law. So you will not appreciate the strength of your redemption if you do not know deliverance from the law. Can I leave you with that? But time has gone. Everybody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, glory be to God. Amen. Can I have you say, amen? Amen. Devil is a liar. Devil is a liar. The Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will bruise serpents under your heels. You will trample him under your foot. Glory! Amen. Okay, I just want to talk to you. You ready? Okay, this is what will help you. You need to know about, you need to read on the blessings of Abraham. And you need to read on the curses of the law. And you point to it and say to yourself, I'm redeemed from this. Then you point to the blessing actively. And say to it that I'm blessed with this. Do you understand? You know what happens? There's a lot of assumption we are making. And the devil likes it when you live on assumption. Listen. Are you hearing me? I really want you to listen to me. I really want you to listen to me. Now, you do listen. Hear this. God does never functions in assumption. God is so pointed on everything, all of the time. But you know, we work in so much assumption, and the devil wants to keep you in that, wants to keep you there. So, you want me to talk to you about redemption now? But if I can finish talking and it's on the surface, it must have a beginning. Go back there and begin to deal with that. I'm redeemed from this. Look at what the Bible said. Scripture said, cursed is he that hangs upon the tree. Okay, let's read it. The book of Galatians, chapter number 3. Let's read from verse number 12, 13. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, there was something I was telling you about who you are and what you are. Hello? Let me tell you a story. You know, when you know, I shared that with you. Did you hear? Say, what you are. Did you hear that? Okay, just a testimony. During the time the World Trade Center was bombed, it came with so much destruction and several people died. There was a fellowship in that place. There was a fellowship that meets in that World Trade Center. So, when that thing happened, and then they have their office there, they have their staff there, but some months before that bombing, they were talking about on God's word. They were actually focusing on the blood of Jesus and teaching on the blood. They taught it and taught it and taught it till everybody began to listen to it. Everybody began to hear and listen and receive it. It was a part of them. You know, there's a way what happens when you begin to give heed to hear and receive. To give heed to hear and receive. You heard me? We can hear for different reasons. At a particular point, when you go on that, you're exchanging you for that. So that is becoming you. And that's why, the testimony. Do you know, in that bombing, you can imagine a congregation of less than 500 people. No one died. No one was wounded. No one had a bond. No one had a scratch. Because the word of God cannot be tempted. The word of God cannot be bound. The word of God cannot be broken. It would be much easier for this whole world to pass away. And just a dot of God's word to fall to the ground without coming to pass. You know, strange things. You know. I listen. And I wanted to share a testimony about something that happened to me, but I won't, because sometimes if I share it, you now think, hey, Pastor, is now no. But God's word works. The word of God cannot be judged. Think about it when you are not giving yourself to hear anything. You are you. Who you are is one. What you are is what you are of. That's why you can be a new creation, but share in the judgment of the world. Share in what happens with them. Because the same thing happens to you. You will live and not die. Amen. Glory! Hallelujah. I distracted myself with these stories. But I wanted to talk to you about redemption. But I said a few things about that. What did I say? Don't work on assumption. Go to the scriptures. Read it. The cause. And declare you are redeemed. So because that scripture said, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them, being of faith. Okay, verse 13. Say, I'm of faith. Say, I'm of faith.
Verse 13. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Being what? Made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Let's read the next one. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, glory be to God. Say with me, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. You know, it becomes just a word when there is no attachment to the substance. So, go there and emphasize, relate with your redemption from the curse of the law. And then connect to the resting upon of the blessing. Start from there. So that you can come out of assumption. You can come out of what? Then you will begin to appreciate the reality. Amen. At least start from there. Then the next time I'm going to take you further on it. But come out of the realm of assumption. Tell your neighbor, come out of assumptions. Your redemption is more real than you are real. Your redemption is more real than this physical world. You are redeemed. Come out of assumptions. Do you know what I mean by when I say come out of assumptions? Huh? No, if you don't know, better tell me, say, Pastor, what do you mean? But I've said it over and over again. So if you still don't know, no problem. I'll say it again. Is that okay? Say amen.
Amen.
Say, I'm the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has beforehand ordained that I should walk in them. I walk in them. I walk in them. Praise the Lord. I walk in righteousness. I walk in wisdom. I walk in sanctification. I walk in redemption. I am redeemed. That's okay, but that's okay. Thank you, sir. Amen. But amen. Praise the Lord. All right. May we all stand. The dawn of a new day. The light of the glorious gospel is shining upon you. You know, things will take effect from this month of February. Amen. Things will take effect. The power of God will move in. The story has begun to change. I'm telling you, there's a new day. There's a new day. There's a new day. Lift your hands to the Lord. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Basusu Kradeju Matanine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. To Spirit of the Living God.
You alone deserve my praise.
Jesus. Jesus.
For you alone,
to walk on it. Let's all rise in it. Let it move. Let it grow. You can raise your hands. You can raise your hands. Worship the Master. And have, yes, yes. Everyone, worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. It's all about Namukugadai and Balus. They come, mena kuya, nena ba, bukuya ne, I mayu, monaka, lela ba su, ike majunaya, majunaya, majukuba naya, nekaluzo brana. Bakanuzo pratatuna angade, ji pratagade, ilakanu bunade, ilakanu, ilakanu bunade, ilakanu, la ta 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 bona tayara. Magadem brokabonja gabojana, Makuku bratakata, Malakabro kukumanagashiatai. Thank you, Lord. Akabashuloto granai, Yagalusu braka, Mokuko baokabokabo, Galabosha kabosha, Makubro toto brata, Yakalaboshu kwadevanata. Manata, Momoka, Monake, Kunumbrade, Bakokutapa, Ilamashukubrate Sutoya, Machotonde Bahaya. Ha 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 ha. Bokutobra Katobrataya.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anu tukanande. Nana kuto katamba katuto prana. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Gakatuto tomba katanda bakata. Jukaboka boka tu brakate. Jigalaboku tombra gade sota. Yalakoto kotu bragane. Yakabanto sukramane. Batutu bataya. Elabosha. Magababababababoshi kolabosaya. I declare today the visitation of God. I declare today over you the visitation of God. In the name of Jesus, I loose on you today the power of God. The power of God. The power of God. In Jesus' exalted name. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Can you raise those two hands? Just raise those two hands. Supernatural release. Supernatural release. Manifestation of great victory that you have never known. That you have never known. That you have never known. Ha ha! Geketo tonata. Bokobro kobobo satire. Get a bow shy. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Is this Sunata? Is this Sukromagade? Is this Supra Katunataya? Is this Supra Kabo Basaya? Is this Subrande Labatasoto? The reign of my spirit, the reign of my glory. The reign of my spirit, the reign of my spirit, the reign of my spirit, the reign of my glory, the reign of my spirit, the reign of my glory. Ha ha! Hey, katuka kamba kabosha no gombra taya. Your branches will dry up, it will now blossom, and it will now bear fruit. Plenty shall be your fruit, and you will live and walk in the season of my spirit. Every dryness is ended. Every dryness. You will experience it in your walk. You will see it in what you do. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands. He heard your cry and the request that you have made, He has hearkened unto. Now you will walk in fulfillment. Jesus, say the voice of the Lord, I do the impossible. I do that which no man can do. I'm well and I'm able. So don't limit me. Don't limit me. Ask me of the impossible. Say it, the voice of the Lord. Ask me. Jesus, let's worship him, everyone. Just lift your hands to him. Jesus. Yes, worship, worship. Yes, Lord. Yes, everyone. 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 Yes, do it again, son. Yes, everyone. 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 In the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord Jesus. The name of Jesus. Jesus, thank you. And love. Just do it. Just do it two times. Please, I'm rounding up. Just raise your hands as we do this last two songs. Go on. We magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of Jesus above every name that is named, above every individual. Every individual. And say praise the Lord. Amen. Something has happened to you. Do you notice? Something has happened to you. Hello, sweetheart. Something has happened to you, to the glory of God's name. Let's give God the glory. Give him the praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can take back your seat.
Experience something different, strong and powerful every Sunday, 9 a.m. main service, Monday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Wednesday, 6 p.m. believers meeting at Here's a Better Things Church, 5 Odo Street by Stadium Link Road, Romola, Port Harcourt. For these and other messages of the man of God, Reverend Tony Nwagu, please call +234 9099 251 775, or you can call +234 9099 043 977. Remain blessed.